Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy, do have a chance for some showers, and we'll have a high of about 53. Kenosha right now, 46 degrees. It's 44 in Burlington, Milwaukee 45, also 44 in Racine. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole spent over 3 hours on amendments to the proposed 2018 General Fund and Capital Improvement Program budgets, rejecting most but changing a few administrative recommendations. On the Public Works Department's claim for a $3.70 recycling fee increase to pay for expanded green waste pickup between the spring and the fall, Alderman Dave Smetana, Steve Smetana, that is, noted that taxpayers are getting hit with a lot of changes, and a higher fee just adds to the problem.
Higher taxes, increase in water bills, city staff received their raises. $3.70 recycling fee, first of all, it wasn't, this fee, from what I understand, wasn't even supposed to be around. Now, I understand it can go up, you know, that's the only thing that they can raise, I guess.
Alderman Sandy Widener suggested taking the almost $106,000 total cost of the recycling fee out of the city's general fund reserve, which Finance Director Dave Brown noted was an option.
That really would not have an effect on that reserve fund. So we could, rather than increase the fee, we could kind of give the recycling users a break by taking the $3.70 with $105,000 out of the big reserve fund.
I assume you're referring to the general fund?
Correct.
The undesignated one?
Yes,
that could be done. In fact, I think that's what you did last year.
Alderman Melissa Lemke spoke out against the use of general fund reserves, though, to cover the cost of the fee increase, while backing a $1.10 reduction proposal.
If we want people to continue to have green waste collection, then there's a cost to that. If there's, I mean, if we don't want them to have green waste collection, then I guess we can just wipe out the fee entirely. But I think that there's a cost, and there's a reason. We know what the reason is for that increased cost. And I think the second amendment is a more concrete way of dealing with that we're not just dipping into the general fund.
Alderman John Tate II likened the $3.70 increase to Netflix prices going up in a you-want-it-you-pay-for-it scenario.
For now, it seems like it would be appropriate for us to at least recognize in the budget that we're going to move forward with a plan so people can know where this council currently is in terms of meeting those needs. And perhaps we'll get some feedback from our constituency that says, you know what, I'd rather not have that, or I'd rather pay for it just for myself and not have to have everybody do for it. We'll have that debate. But for now, I think it is important that it reflects in the budget that this is a consideration.
The vote to use general fund reserves to cover the recycling fee increase was rejected, as was the vote to eliminate the $3.70 increase entirely, which left the lower $2.60 fee, and that was unanimously accepted. Rejected amendments included cutting sidewalk maintenance funding in half, eliminating RDA bonding authority for the event center, and IGA funding for the Uptown Theater Building study. Also, the addition of a development project lawyer. Side-loading garbage truck purchases were dropped in favor of more discussion about total automated service. The 2018 budgets recommended to the full council for a final vote next Tuesday night. Alderman Widener and Smetana opposed. Second meeting in 30 days, make that 3 days, of the Racine Redevelopment Authority going to be taking place tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. This is a regular business gathering, however. The RDA agenda for this evening includes a resolution to approve the new Build Up Racine webpage, logo, and branding effort. A resolution to formally withdraw from a pre-development agreement with General Capital on the 615 Marquette Street building, now part of the city's revised plans for what's being called the Water Street development. Also, status updates on various projects and sites around the city. Tuesday night of this week, the RDA and the aldermen met together, specifically on the former Machinery Row site, versus Tuesday's joint meeting together with the aldermen on the former project, including an update from the planning staff on how to proceed. Racine-based Kranz Incorporated has been acquired by New Hampshire-based distributor of disposable food service and janitorial supplies. Imperial Dade announcing the acquisition Wednesday. Kranz is going to continue, though, to operate in Racine. The company, founded back in 1850, is the oldest janitorial supplies distributor in the entire country. With the acquisition, Imperial Dade will expand the company's geographic footprint into the Midwest, enhancing its ability to serve customers in the greater Chicago area. Kranz President Jeff Neubauer, in a statement, says the company has been in his family for 4 generations and 100 years, and he cares about what happens in the next chapter. Says Imperial Dade has signed a long-term lease to stay in the Racine location. In court, charges filed against a Racine teenager accused of firing at least one shot at a car Monday afternoon. Court documents indicate the victim and another vehicle cut off his car, and two other drivers exchanged words, shots then fired in the 1600 block of Albert Street. Victim was talking to police when the offending vehicle drove past that location. Officers found the vehicle parked near Gilmore School, took three people into custody. And a woman from Markham, Illinois, has been charged in Racine Circuit Court. Battery, disorderly conduct, and being a felon possessing a firearm reference an incident from back in August. 44-year-old Darlene King accused of hitting another woman in the face with a gun after the two exchanged some words and started fighting in the parking lot of the Popeyes restaurant on Washington Avenue. The incident on August 13th caught on surveillance video, according to police. King will be back in court later this month. Just over a week from Veterans Day, and word is that Army Corporal Donald Bear, winner of the Purple Heart and other honors, is going to be coming back to the Racine area to be with his father and older brother at Westlawn Cemetery in Mount Pleasant. 67 years after being listed as an unknown X-File soldier from the Korean War, Donald Bear, who was born in Minnesota March 7th of 1930, was confirmed to be at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Hawaii. He went to Korea in June of 1950. Bear and others in his company declared missing in action 3 weeks later after fierce fighting and then declared dead in 1953. The advent of DNA led to testing. There were interviews with another soldier who knew about Bear and continued investigative work leading to positive ID of the remains August 24th this year. An honor flight is going to bring Corporal Donald Bear's remains from Hawaii to Mitchell Airport 1 week from today. Air Force Sergeant Daniel Knotts escorting his great-uncle to Racine. The Marsh Meredith and Ackland Funeral Home's preparations for a November 11th service at Westlawn Memorial Chapel. The family is asking that donations go toward a flagpole at the cemetery to flag Corporal Donald Bear's memorial flag, nearly 70 years after he went to serve his country in Korea. We Energy's annual winter heating forecast maybe have some good news. The average customer should see overall heating costs below $500 for the third year in a row. The utility's Kathy Schultz says that prediction based on what is termed a normal winter season, based on the average of the past 20 years, and that the price of natural gas stays about where it is today on the spot market.
And to put that into perspective, that's about 22% less than the previous 10-year average and 44% less than the most expensive winter, which was about 10 years ago. So overall, it would be the third year in a row with heating costs under $500. That is substantially less than we were paying 10 years ago. In fact, nearly $400 less than customers were paying 10 years ago.
Wisconsin's winter moratorium on utility shutoffs began yesterday, but Schultz points out that anybody who's behind on their bills can still contact the utility, making sure they don't fall any further behind. The winter moratorium will last through mid-April. We-energies.com, that's the utility's webpage to get all kinds of information, but contact them if you're behind on your bill. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave is going to hold his next listening session for folks in the town of Burlington on Wednesday, November 8th at the Western Racine County Service Center on North Main Street in the city of Burlington. Delagrave to meet with county residents there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Also joining him, if the schedule allows, Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis, possibly some town board members and the county board members for that area. The 2018 county budget and what it has to offer, just one potential discussion topic, Delagrave noting that any county-related issue can be raised on that. And the State Department of Transportation has scheduled a public involvement meeting 1 week from today, 4 to 6 p.m. at Gilmore Middle School on Northwestern Avenue in Racine. It's on the proposed replacement of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River, work that is still 4 to 5 years away. Plans right now call for a wider bridge to accommodate added capacity at the new County Highway MM intersection. That's to be built a little bit further west of its current location as part of a multi-billion dollar reconstruction of the MM. Shoulders are going to be created for bicyclists. The intersection of 38 and Rapids will be reconfigured with new signals. November 9th, that meeting will be an open house style format. DOT and project officials on hand to answer questions and take public feedback. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.